Welcome to the very best of He-Man Haters Radio Show, He-ManHaters.com. This is He-Man Haters Best of for the year 2007.
Warning! Warning!
You're listening to He-Man Haters. This is Kelly.
This is Joanne.
We want to reiterate the fact that the show He-Man Haters is just that. We go on air to bust on people, not just men, who have busted on us or have given us shit in the past. This is not tit for tat, it's just payback. So, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the fire.
This program will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Previously on the He-Man Hater Show.
Wait, do we have best of?
Wait, look, here we have a Mark laugh. Let's see what that is.
Oh, no.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
I can honestly tell you, for the entire time that I lived with that man, I've never heard that. Because you know what? I would have left a whole lot sooner.
Wait, I got to hear that one again.
This is another funny He-Man haters best of clip.
Yeah, Dominic was supposed to set up our sign right, but I don't see us. Our signs, I see us, but I don't see our sign. Well,
just like Saturday, I'm going to be here instead of being at, you know, the big biker rally downtown. Damn it.
Well, that's because on Saturday is Dominic's 40th birthday. So, you know, Friday when he goes to his Friday show, Morning Show Central, I'm going to have to call in there and rag on his old ass. Mark. I think we should all make sure that we call in and rag on his old ass and wish him happy birthdays.
Yeah, got you.
I was in the chat room Friday with a few people, and for the last hour, Chris gave Mark and Dominic the show. It was horrible. And all of us in the chat room was telling Chris to take the show back. I called in, and I'm like, Chris, you gotta stop this shit. And then, you know, and I don't want to make... I hate to mention names, but I really think it was Midget Mark. I'm not sure. There's a guy named Midget Mark. But I believe he called in after me and was like, she doesn't know what she's talking about. They really reeked ass. I mean, Mark was like reading a storybook from the news. It was that bad. All of us called in.
Does that mean we broke him?
We broke everybody because we had... As of the last refresh, Dominic did 301 downloads today alone.
Cool beans.
From the 3 that we had the other day.
We have arrived.
That's right. So, you know, we got some...
We're going to go out Friday and celebrate it, right?
Well, I know. I want to go see Ripped Friday.
Hell yeah. We better. We haven't gone out in forever.
That's my goal, is to go out, you know, Friday to see Ripped.
At our local friendly neighborhood bar, Wits End.
Don't worry, it's never a rough place, unless Joanne's there, of course. So, you know, put your padding on, because she'll probably be throwing stuff. So, I don't know what other, we got like 5 other previously clips on here, and I really don't know what the hell they are. They can't possibly be that good, because... Unfortunately, for Morning Show Central and Maximum Threshold, they're having a problem bringing the funny. And I don't know if that's because of the time that I called in or the time that I fucking laid it on the line and just told them, look, this is this now. Now you want to talk shit? Come on. Yep. But now everybody's been really good since then, and actually kind of bland since then, too, if you think about it.
I'm kind of lost at what to do. You know, I'm so used to fighting with Mark, and now we're not fighting. And now I don't know what to do about it. It's just, I'm looking for things to fight about now and can't find nothing.
You know what I'm kind of concerned about is, look, there's one person in our chat room, and it's not the tongue. Apparently we put the tongue in his place last week. You know, he always tells me, bring it, don't sing it. Well, you know, I put that same offer out on the table, and we flushed him. I wish I had the flush sound, because that would be really good. But I don't. I have other weird shit on here. Here. Close enough. All right, we're going to go, and let's play this.
What did the reporters say? Did they know who you were when you were up in the camera and everything, or did they just
no,
like, what?
No. No, not at all. But it was funny because the whole time I did the interview, I had this baseball cap on.
Yeah, we've seen that.
With a big chicken on it, which says cock on it.
I don't know.
I don't think they caught that. But, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that, though. I mean, the guy that was doing the interview kind of looked like he was, like, dumbfounded when you were talking, because your facial expressions were gold, man, on that video clip I saw. And it was great, though. I mean, I'm just sitting there, I'm like, yeah, this reporter has no idea who he's talking to right now.
He'll never interview me again, huh?
This is yeah. Friday.
Don't believe. Now when something really happens, nobody's going to freaking believe me.
Yeah. Well, now you got the video clip now. I mean, you can save that and throw that up on your website, too, you know?
got some good publicity out of it.
You did, too. That
you
was,
can, you
was
can make that into a song, because that would be
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, that 50 cents will buy me a cup of coffee like 10 years ago.
As long as you talk about the possum flying to the sky.
Yeah,
that was great.
The flight of the possum. There you go.
Yeah, that was great, though. Yeah, that was great.
You know what? I should write a song about it. In fact, I'm going to go in right after we get done with this interview, and I'm going to write a song about the flight of the possum.
There's your name of your band.
Yeah, use it as the name of your band, the flight of the possum.
Yeah, you know what? The whole record's going to be a concept record about possums. I'm serious.
Play
and we're gonna, and live, when we go out live, we're going to wear possum suits.
Whatever he's
yeah,
broken,
you could, like,
I want some.
Fling stuffed possums into the audience
yeah,
at the end.
You guys, you guys could be that new boy band,
the
you know, the possums.
Right. And we could do the whole play dead thing, you know, and jump back up and just bust into a solo, you know, like James Brown. You know. Oh,
it'd be
great.
It could be
that would be cool, though.
Mark could get excited. Well, since that one's over, before I play the rest of that clip, possibly on the 29th, we are supposed to have Chris Cafferty on our show.
Yay.
The Chris Cafferty of Pisses Me Off. And he's in a few other bands.
And he's hot as hell.
But you know what I found out?
Why?
I don't know. So I guess that's a question we'll have to ask him. And the only thing that worries me about interviewing him is because I was told by Maximum Threshold that he is a very, very serious person.
Uh-oh.
And the thing is that this show isn't about music, per se. I mean, we play their songs, and that's all cool. You know what I'm saying?
We do interviews, but our interviews are...
But I'd like to get more personal with him.
They're,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, they're fun. You know, kind of like getting chicken-headed and...
Oh, my God. And I told Dan about that, and he was horrified. He was like, nuh-uh. And I'm like, oh, yeah, huh? But with Chris Cafferty, I think we should take a different approach to our show that day, or at least with him, you know, to get nosy but not too nosy. You know, like, are you saying, oh, blah, 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 and why do you hate Pisses Me Off? And, you know, what inspired you to write it and blah, blah, blah? And, you know, I'd like to know if he's even listened to our show before.
We got to be nice.
Yeah.
Well, if he listened to our show and he's interviewing, he's got to know he's in for something.
Well, I don't, Dominic set it up, so I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. I sent him an email. I
left
him.
You gotta be nice. I don't know if that's possible.
Well, you know what?
You're gonna be sitting over here poking me because I'm gonna get this look on my face and I'm gonna be like, damn it, can't say it.
But you know what? Being a musician and being a person are two different things, and we're doing the people show. We ain't trying to, you know, musicians like to talk about their music, don't get me wrong, but I mean, come on, how many fucking interviews can you do that isn't fun?
Right. That's what our show's about. It's all about they get to say whatever the hell it is they want to
exactly.
say.
Exactly. If they want to tell the world to fuck off, then hey, fuck off.
Yeah. Or if they want to run around and chickenhead people, they can do that too.
Yeah, thank God we didn't have video of that. That just was
bullshit.
A frightening
I would have loved the video.
No, you got the mushroom tattoo and he was chickenheading another man. That was wrong.
But he was cute.
But it was just wrong.
But he was cute.
All right, let's listen to this other half.
If he was ugly, then it would be totally different, but he was cute.
He had an orange mohawk, people.
He was cute.
Okay, we're going to listen to the rest of this previously on UNN with
George
Lynch.
And we get to see him on Friday.
Yeah.
What did the reporters say? Did they know who you were when you were up in the camera and everything? Or did they just
no,
say,
what? No.
You know what, let's go to the one that says Stink Finger, because he totally put that up there twice like he didn't know.
Yeah, you got to call her on Flash of Fridays. Come on, caller.
This is when Dominic and Mark...
Flash us, caller.
You're on the air. What's up?
Dom and Mark Stink.
Dom and Mark
Stink. Them.
Damn, he should come to our show. If that's all it took to get him to hang up.
Oh, you know what? He's a faithful follower of Chris. He's... You know, I'm in the chat room, and I've talked to him a few times. I mean, not like, we all just kind of bullshit in there. Sometimes I just sit quiet and listen, whatever. But they haven't been funny at all.
Tell Stinky to call our show, and he can help brag on Mark over here, too.
Okay, Stink, if you're listening, you can call either phone, 216. No, it isn't 216. Like, it's 440. Sorry, I had some weird ass lady looking at me through my window. It fucked me up. 440.
Oh, Jesus. I just downloaded.
521 4005. Or you can call Joe's phone,
which is 440-342-5526.
Sorry, we were a little thrown off there. There was this fucking lady in my window scaring the hell out of us.
I don't know what the fuck she was saying, but fucked us up for a minute there.
It didn't even look like her.
So we're going to go to commercial. I got to play Pisses Me Off.
Here is another Kelly and Joanne segment at their best.
Oh, Mom's trying to figure out what was going on screen. Didn't realize we were looking at ourselves because we're conceited.
She just thought we were guys, dude.
You just thought we was guys. But we ain't guys. We got tibbies, man. Tatas. Titties.
Sure as hell do.
So that last was a video clip.
Anyway, oh, I had something to talk about because I just thought about it because of that cocaine energy drink.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to work today. And, you know, the government always got to fuck my life up. You know, they finally come out with good shit to drink. Keeps you awake, keeps me going. Shit's awesome. Alcohol, no alcohol. The alcohol is even better, but still. So now they're trying to ban it because it is physically unsafe because of all the caffeine and then the added alcohol and you might have a heart attack. Well, dude, what the fuck? All the people that are out there, like, you know what? Spend more time dealing with people putting coke up their nose because they're going to give themselves a heart attack too, or get crystal meth off the street. But you know what? Leave our shit alone.
The only reason they can't do that is they can't get a hold of everybody that's got them illegal drugs, and that's canned drugs, so they can do that.
Yeah, so now they got to take my shit away. Well, that's my shit, man. I can drink four of them fuckers, and I'm a lunatic, and I'm bouncing off the walls and don't sleep for 2 days. That shit's the bomb.
Yeah, and you are bombed.
Yeah, well, you know, I had to pick my parents up from the airport, what, 2 Fridays ago?
Yeah.
3 Fridays ago? And I had a 4-pack, and I drank all 4 of them. And I'm figuring it for a big deal. You know, it's like 4 beers. Wrong. I was fucked up. I'm there with Kevin. Kevin's driving the car. My parents are in the back. And I'm just like, Kevin's trying to change the subject. And I'm just running at the mouth. It was, everything was coming out of my mouth. I was MFing my daughter because she carved a rose in her arm. And my son's father, and just fuck this and fuck that. And my parents, like, they're not into swearing or anything like that. And I was just going at it left and right. And things were falling out of my mouth that shouldn't have been falling out of my mouth. And I was drunk, and my mom looked at me and pretty much said I was drunk. And I looked at her and said, fuck yeah, I'm drunk. I'm like, that was not good.
Damn.
I woke up at 9 o'clock the next day. Drunk. I had to call off of work because I was drunk. And I quit drinking at 10 o'clock. I drank my last drink at 10 o'clock the night before, and at 9 o'clock the next day, I was still smashed.
We have somebody in our chat room.
Yay, it's about damn time.
It's I Heart New York.
Anyway, government, leave my drinks alone, damn it.
She's pretty cool. She called in also complaining about the Mark and Dom radio show. I guess, you know, what Dominic left out on his previously clips, I guess one of the guys they were interviewing actually called Dan Nad, like Nads, Nuts.
Like Nuts.
Yeah, because, you know, Dan spelled backward as Nad, so he kept calling him, calling it the Dom and Nad show. So that was pretty sick. But
is my clip on there from last week when our wonderful boss set me up and you just so sold me out?
You know what? Let me tell you something. That wasn't on our previously. It was on Morning Show Central, their Friday show. And apparently Mark had the impression that it was put on there to piss him off. And I just want to clarify that now, it had nothing to do with Mark. Our show, you know, I mean, we bust on him when we bust on him. But you know what, Mark, it ain't all about you, dude. It ain't that deep. We were having fun. We were fucking with Chris. And that, it happens.
Yeah, but dude, you sold me out.
Well, no, I didn't sell you out. I just told the truth.
I'm ignoring the question. And you're like, oh, yeah, favorite thing to do. Thanks.
Well, I had to do something.
Yeah, well, remember, paybacks are a bitch.
But you're really slow on that, so I'm safe for at least a year or so.
Nah, I got you good last show, though.
Which one?
The one where you ended up spitting stuff out, and I ended up spitting stuff out, and you were talking about plugging shit in and blowing shit up, and...
Well, see, I was blowing shit up. I wasn't blowing.
But that's not how it came out.
Well, that's what you heard. That's not what the listeners heard.
And unfortunately, we didn't have the camera set up then because it would have been really funny because you would have seen shit flying out my nose. And wait, it was my wonderful energy drink.
Guess what? I think iHeart can see us. Hi! We have one viewer. She said she was watching and listening to us, so that's cool.
Hey.
At least somebody loves us.
Yeah, thank you. Come on, say something funny.
Oh no, she's really cool. She'll be here soon. I guess she follows a band, and I can't remember the name of it, but they'll be at the Grog Shop, and so she's gonna come in from New York to see the band. Mm. And the guys try to get her on, you know. Uncensored.
Maybe that's something we should check out.
The band?
Yeah.
Well, I could probably ask her. I think it was the beginning of the month. So I'm typing her. So you got to keep talking, Joe, because we can't have dead air.
Yeah, I was just watching you type with one finger at a time.
I have pack, a cigarette in the other
pack,
three.
Pack. You have a Dude. Cigarette in the other three?
Octopus.
That's creative. Can you imagine what you can do with a dick then?
Shh.
Yeah. If it takes her three fingers to smoke a cigarette, wow.
You know what? The boss isn't even in the chat room. What's up with that?
Yeah, I know. I ain't got nobody to pick with.
No, we don't have anybody to pick on. We chased the tongue away. That was...
Couldn't stand the heat.
That is... Stand all the heat.
Stand all the heat. Wait a minute. I'm not even drinking. I'm just tired.
If you can't handle...
The heat. Shut up.
I'm tired. Leave me alone.
No, I really think we chased him away. I'm going to have to, like, go to MySpace and get a hold of him and see how mad he is at me.
We didn't really do anything mean to him, per se. I was meaner to Chris than him.
Okay, she says she's coming in on the 6th, and she's leaving on the 8th, so let's find out when the show is.
Probably the 7th. If she's coming in on the 6th, she's leaving the 8th, the show's going to be on the 7th.
The samples. She is going to see the samples at the Grog Shop. So that would be fun.
Tell her to send us a clip.
We need to find out what day. And then, you know what, maybe we can go interview her. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, there they go. They're at the Grog Shop on the 7th.
What did I just say? Damn, I'm good.
Okay, so we might actually, that's a Sunday. So, and then she's leaving the next day to go back home. So maybe we could meet her up at the Grog Shop and get an interview with her, maybe the band.
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, I haven't personally listened to him yet, so now I'm going to have to seek him out.
Yeah.
Send us
a link.
Yeah. We'll have to go see them. So what else is going on, Joe?
Not much. Just bitching about my energy drink. I'm still really mad they're going to try to pull it off the market. They always take the good shit away. It's bad enough they had to pull cocaine. Because, oh my God, the name.
You know, my favorite thing is their new commercials. Insert name here.
Yeah, insert name here.
Yeah.
We've come up with some good ones.
Yeah.
Some really good ones.
And we play the Mineric commercial. Dominic talks to Bill Mineric here and there. And, you know, I don't know that he's ever listened to our... show yet, but he does. He's aware of us, you know, playing his commercials and stuff, so he's pretty supportive of that. From what I understand, in one of the magazines, Dominic's going to be featured in it.
Cool.
Yeah, and of course, you know, he's got his buddy that made the Guitar Hero. You know what that is,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. He talks to him all the time. All the time, they text back and forth, so I think that's really cool.
Yeah, we gotta get out, or I gotta get you out there more. We're missing, like, tonight's bike night. You know, we could have our pictures in magazines all the damn time. I just can't get you to come out with me no more.
Minkia. She sent me the site. Now I just have to, I can't get it to work, of course. There we go. Let's see if that works. Anyways... You know, I don't know if our, we have no viewers. What the hell is wrong with you fucking people? Turn your damn Ustream on. Just because My Chemical Romance is on doesn't mean that you gotta miss us.
This is another Funny He-Man Haters Best of Clip.
Our phone's ringing.
Our phone's ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
Caller.
Hey, how are you ladies doing tonight?
Much better than you. It looks like we scared you off a few times.
Yeah, you know it takes more than you two to scare me. Come on now.
How long did it take you to get in the chat room?
Oh, not that long. I was doing other things, and I said, shit, I forgot it's Wednesday. I better see what they're up to.
He forgot his best friend. Do you hear this?
Yeah, listen to his accent, though.
You had the day
what
I
the hell?
Understand.
Wait, he grew up here, right?
Well, Patrick grew up most of his life here, but he spent a good majority of his life in Florida.
That is not even a Florida accent, though.
He's in Indiana, and he's always...
No, I'm in Indiana now.
He's always had the same...
Redneck?
Well, NASCAR watching, redneck, yeah.
And your point is what?
Not a damn thing, because it ain't no different over here.
I go say.
It is in this house. I don't watch that shit.
No.
If I can't go to... You know what? If I
Kelly,
can't go to the races...
You don't need to watch cars go around in circle. You got your family doing that right there at your house.
I know. Damn.
So you don't need to pay to watch Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson do it. You got, you know, your family.
Yeah, and then my two kids and four dogs and...
Oh, but don't forget the puppies.
Yeah, five dogs.
Five dogs.
I miscounted. Oh,
yeah, we have two puppies now.
Now, see, you got a combination of super speedway, road course, and short track right there in your house.
Yep.
But I don't have no figure eight. That's no fun.
We had the figure eight earlier when the one dog shit outside and the other one decided to roll in it.
So, now that I got you on the phone and you're talking about going places, when you coming to visit us here?
Oh, you want us to come interview you?
Oh, you know it. Bring it.
Bring it. Last time we told you to bring it, you couldn't manage.
It was lame. I admit y'all smoked me. When I burned, I admit it.
Wait, can you say that one more time? We what?
You won, I lost, I admit it.
Thank you. Woo-hoo. Thank you very much.
Hey, but that was just a battle. There's still the war to be won.
You think? You know what? I want your opinion on this laugh. Because every time that we hear it, we just think it's the most hilarious thing in the fucking world. We want to know what you think about this laugh.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Let me put my earphones on where I can hear what's being...
I can't believe I slept with that.
You just asked if you could have more.
Shh. Hey, wait a minute. Nobody knew I was talking about him, asshole.
Oh. Okay, you ready, Pat?
Hello?
Damn, I ain't going to listen to it on the radio. There's like a 2-minute delay.
Oh. Well, listen for the retarded laugh.
I can't hear nothing.
Oh, well, you suck. I wonder why he can't and we can.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly. Wait.
What?
I've said it before, I'll say it again.
He looks not
suck. I don't suck, I don't bite, I only nibble and lick.
Did you hear that?
No.
No. Clean the shit out your ears.
Come on, so we're like waiting for you to bring it instead of keep singing it.
I'm too tired tonight.
Oh, that was your excuse. If I'm not mistaken, let me go back into this chat room.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You work for me next Wednesday, and you got a deal.
You know what? I in the room, and she said,
I work
tell
today.
Tongue to tell some jokes.
I work today.
You have a request.
Tell some jokes.
You
I
have a request from the chat
caught
room.
Me off guard.
Yeah, you knew it was Wednesday.
We caught you off guard last week. You had a whole week to prepare for this.
See, I thought my jokes were pretty funny, but your co-host there thought they were lame.
Well, that's because...
You know what that says about her.
But you know what? If you read the sign behind us and you listen to who we are, we're just a He-Man hating. That's our job.
That's all right. I don't mind. I still love y'all no matter how much you
when,
hate me.
When I go out to a bar and
tell
a joke
you.
And
we're
I have the guy
men.
Who hears it looks at me and says, oh my God, dude, that's sick, that's funny. Because I tell them nasty-ass jokes that come out of men's mouths, that come out of a woman's mouth, and they just don't know what to do. They just kind of look at me like, what?
Okay, Joe, why don't you give us a joke?
I can't
see,
think
now,
of
now, I put her on the spot,
right now.
And once again, she isn't coming through either. What the hell is wrong with you, too?
I'm tired. I worked all damn day.
Oh, said the same thing.
Oh, wait a minute, but it's okay for you to be tired.
And the fact that
me.
I'm functioning, I may be, like, 4 hours asleep for the last 4 days because, you know, Kevin don't let me go
right?
to sleep.
Huh? Come on.
I'm not allowed
right?
to sleep.
It's okay for you to be tired, but not me?
No, who said I'm tired? I'm not tired. Joanne's tired.
Joanne is.
I'm not tired. I could do this all night, but I don't have really anything good to bust on other than the fact that we scared you off for a while.
Oh, wait. No, I do have a joke, because this is the one that I got in trouble for, because I said it at the policeman's ball. And
oh,
and the guy I was with was really, really, really grossed out.
Now, before she gets to this joke, let me just say this to you, Patrick. This is the person that gets in so much trouble with these fucking people. And she goes to the policeman's ball.
Fuck yeah, I had to go. It was great.
Figure that one out. And her brother is a cop, too.
I
sat there and ate dinner with my brother's boss to have the guy that took me there say, hey.
Kelly, one word describes all of that.
Is what?
Italian.
Italian?
Italian attitude.
Oh, I'm not Italian. We're both Irish, baby.
I know it. Woohoo!
Hell yeah.
I ain't anything close to Italian. I just do what I want to do when I want to do it.
I Italian what I want, I'm Italian.
Anyway.
Hey, no, Joanne, get it right. You're just a woman and you do what you want to do when you want to do it.
Hell yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay, let's listen to Joe's joke, and then we'll get some feedback from you, Patrick, since you don't have one.
Okay, there's this little girl. She gets sent to the store by her mom, and she's mute. She can't talk real well. Mother sends her to the store, tells her she needs to get 2 pounds of mackerel. Little girl goes to the store, and she's trying to tell the guy she needs 2 pounds of mackerel, and he's looking at her going, I don't understand what you want. You 2 pound mackerel. Guy's like, I'm sorry, don't understand. The girl went back home, told her mom. Mom's like, look, we're having a big dinner party. You have to go back and get this. I can't do it. I'm cooking other things. Got to go back and try harder. She goes back in. She looks at the guy behind the counter, sticks her fingers down her pants, shoves them in front of his face, and says, he goes, holy mackerel. She says, 2 pounds, please.
All right, Patrick, where's your joke?
I'm trying to think. I can't think of any at the moment, so I'm going to my email.
That's bad.
I got some good ones in email.
Yeah, but I said that at a table full of cops, and the guy I was with was absolutely freaking horrified and embarrassed.
Well,
he's like, I can't believe that just came out of your mouth. I'm like, why? Because it's a guy joke? Everybody else is cracking up. He was horrified. He's like, that's fucking gross, dude. I'm like, no, dude, it's funny.
You can just do what I did one time. The day I graduated boot camp from the Marine Corps, we're on our way home, and I'm in my uniform, and we stopped by Dunkin' Donuts. And I kid you not, when we pulled into the parking lot, I walked into Dunkin' Donuts, and said, forget calling 911, just call Dunkin' Donuts in front of 13 cops.
Hey, wait, I got a good story for that. My son, he was 4. I took him into the Chesterland Diner, and there were 2 cops sitting on the counter eating dinner. And my son stands there, looks at him, looks at me, and loudly says, Mommy, I thought pigs only ate donuts.
Oh, damn.
I just stood there like, oh, man. Thank God the 2 cops just laughed.
Could you imagine what they were really thinking, though?
Yeah, I was like, not good.
I heard said that was a decent joke.
That wasn't a joke. That really happened. My kids do shit like that to me all the time.
No, the one about your
mackerel. Oh, the mackerel?
your holy mackerel?
Yeah, holy mackerel. 2 pounds, please.
Patrick, have you got to your email yet?
No, my computer's slower than Grandma in a wheelchair. Since the kids have been playing on it all day and I didn't clean it up.
Oh,
that sucks.
All right, well, we're going to let you go because we're going to play a few songs and jump off here because there's no use in holding everybody's life up for a bunch of nothing.
Fine, I'll save them for next week.
Okay, next week it's on. Bring it, don't sing it.
They're pretty good. I'll email it to you ahead of time so you can see what I'm going to be reading.
Uh-huh. Bring it. Don't sing it.
Okay, baby.
All right.
It.
Talk to you later.
Y'all
Bye,
be
hon.
Good.
Yeah, right.
Never.
Hey, Joanne.
Yeah.
If you can't be good at it.
Oh, we are. I'm very good at it.
There you go. That's all that matters.
I'm famous for being good at it.
Hey, someone wants to say goodnight.
Oh, it's the leaf.
Good night. Love you guys.
Good night.
Love you too. Good night. Tell your old man to get some good jokes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, there you have it. The tongue and I guess the tonguette. I don't know what Cindy calls herself.
Welcome to the very best of He-Man Haters radio show. HeManHaters.com. This is another funny He-Man Haters best of clip.
Hey, we're back. It's Kelly.
It's Joanne.
And we're He-Man hating. Rover pisses you off. Well, we don't talk about them on this show. That's your Friday night show with Chrissy. Pissy Chrissy, that says he's got something for me on his next show, because I told him to bite me. And the only reason we're going live tonight is because Robert made a comment that he's heard them all, and, you know, I'm not feeling too well today, but you know what? You pissed me off.
Uh-oh.
So now we're here, and Joanne's running the chat room tonight.
Yeah, I can't read.
Yeah.
I can't read.
Well, you know,
I mean, I can read. I just can't see it from here. It's at Euclid Edumacation. I can't read.
Well, all right. So I guess we'll go with what did we do last weekend? What did you do? I didn't do shit.
I didn't do shit either. I was supposed to do a whole bunch of shit and ended up getting put on new medication, stumbled around like an asshole for a day, and slept two more days. A whole lot of fun.
I didn't do much anything. I've been sick. It sucks. My aunt came in from Florida, my aunt Dina, so I went to see her and her boyfriend. But I picked a good topic for this show. Does size really matter?
Yeah, it does.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it does.
You know how guys always like to say, it's not the size of the wand, it's the way you wave it. Wrong answer.
No.
And then most guys
that
don't have
it. It's the motion in the ocean, and I used to look at somebody and say, I guess it's a good thing you got a waterbed.
Right? Somebody's ocean, just not yours, buddy.
Speaking of which, I know you listened to me last week, even though you tried to lie as I heard it in the background. You think you're all big and bad. Come on and log in.
Yeah, that's
But let's not be KZ1000 anymore, because that was so lame years ago when you did it.
Why don't we try Mark's Gay Lover? I think I know who that was, though.
That was funny.
Yeah, I think I know who that was. You know what? Just to fuel the fire a little bit more.
But I'm trying to call Tom on, too, because I know he's listening.
Well, they can listen all they want.
I'm not listening. You hear in the background, warning, warning.
Oh, and if you want to call the cell phone here, mine is 440-521-4005.
And mine is 440-342-5526.
So you guys can call and bitch and complain. And if we want to hear it, we'll hear it. And if we don't, guess what? We're not answering your call.
So yeah, Tom, you're listening, so come on, be a big old, big bad bald man and log on in. KZ1000.
He signed in as that? In my chat room?
No, that was years ago when he first figured out what a computer was. His thing was KZ1000, and I found him on a single site, as he was not single.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
KZ is his motorcycle, because he couldn't have a real one.
Oh.
He had a Kawasaki 1000.
Oh my god.
So his name on the internet was KZ1000.
You know what? I was thinking about this when I picked our subject. You know, the size really matter.
I should have brought my new friend.
This is why I was thinking about this. You know, because there's guys that, you know, have
gotta look around.
Yeah.
Who's listening?
You know
what?
We're gonna go. That's really, really bad. So we're gonna go to a commercial so I can
check the house.
Previously on the He-Man Hater Show.
Looking at these things now because they're dangerous. Because I drank one and stayed up to 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, dumbass, you read the bottle. It has a warning label. There's a lot of caffeine in it.
Well, maybe
you
that's
drank
why
it to stay awake.
School.
So apparently it worked. But anyway, let me go back to the days of Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
Now they have the new Pepsi out there that has the same amount of caffeine in the Pepsi as the energy drink, so why don't you go after Pepsi?
They have caffeine pills you can buy right over the fucking counter, so what's the difference?
Oh, I like them little caffeine strips.
The Enrage energy strips?
I haven't had them in a while.
Oh,
Those are the bomb, man.
You know what?
Four or five of them at a time, I'm like,
you idiot.
I don't need alcohol. I'm already flying.
Well, since you
the lick and strip?
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. Strip, lick, and stick?
Yeah, there you go. So you're going to have to test that out for us and let us know.
All right. That just goes on with our topic for this week is, does size really matter? Apparently, we're going to find out from Joanne.
That's the first time I've heard that. No, man, that was not good.
Well, yeah, but we can't play Chris Cafferty's question. It says CC question, so I'm assuming that's what it is. So it just wouldn't go with the topic. But anyways, Now that I can talk, the reason that I was thinking about this subject is because, you know what? There's, like, thinking a club slut, you know, there's that guy, John, that thinks he's, like, the bomb, and he is just that. He is a bomb.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's when I say size matters, and his tongue doesn't help.
Oh.
If you can't wave the wand, at least wave the tongue.
That John.
Yeah.
Took me a minute to catch up on that one. The little pink silk shirt John that almost got his ass kicked down at the shoe with Big Rich when I didn't realize who he was and Rich came flying back through the door.
Yeah, because
John.
Yeah.
And he ran out the back door like a little bitch. Rich is coming.
And he still couldn't find my ass, could he?
Hide me.
Still couldn't find me. His fault, though. You know what? That's all on him. And then he turned... Anyways, that's why I was thinking of size. Size does matter, because in that instance, there wasn't any size. My pinky was bigger.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I call stumpy. And then, you know, what's worse
is so it would only take half of one of them strips to strip, lick, and stick.
I think a third of it. Not even that much, really. Just the little corner. You know, just... Well, you know,
that's going to be our new measurement system. It's either a fourth of a strip, a third of a strip, a whole strip, or multi-stripped.
Well, we're going to have to start finding out. rumor has it is we're like the old barn show, that we come on whenever we want to come on.
Well, apparently we do.
Yeah, but you know what? We have more fans than they do. More people come to watch and listen to our show, download our show. They were like, I mean, I've never listened to their shit, so I can't really dog on them. I don't know them. But apparently we were getting paired up with them. And if two girls can sit here and bullshit, you know, come on. It doesn't matter what fucking time we come on. It's going to happen regardless.
We just goof around.
Yeah. So we were compared to them, from what I understand.
I guess we're better.
Yeah, we still have four viewers. I'm wondering who the fourth one is. You know, I can assume. Well, we only have two people. We have five now, and we only have two in the chat room. So, I don't know who it is. Maybe your boy's online. Both of them.
Shut up.
They want to find out about your licking strip sticks.
Well, if the one's on, I don't have to talk about that. I can just talk about the clone of Willie, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, maybe you should tell our viewers exactly what that is.
A clone of Willie? It's a clone of Willie kit. I actually went out, and now we own a sex toy. Big step for me. But it's not actually a sex toy, because it's a duplicate of somebody else's private.
Okay, but you got a sex toy for your birthday. You got a vibrator.
But that's not the same. It just stayed in the box. It was so
different.
But
you know what? Maybe it should have been in the box.
Wow.
Then you wouldn't have to clone it.
Good one. The size really does matter. I mean, that was small. It was like that big. It was just a little magic bullet.
I hope. You're talking about the vibrator. I'm like, oh, shit.
No, I'm talking about my birthday gift.
Oh.
The clone of Willie was so much more better than that. And it was really cool because it glows in the dark. And that was a lot of fun to make.
Well, like I said,
it was really, really messy, but it was still a lot of fun to
make. Now you can dump them because you have what you want.
Although, let me tell you, it sucks to try to keep some guy hard for like 15 minutes when he's got his shit stuck in cement. You can only be so creative.
Chris, you're a damn hog. Chris said you like dirty things in your pussy.
Okay, well, if it was in there, I wouldn't have had a problem keeping it hard. It was the fact that it was stuck in a tube with plaster that was the issue.
Should have cloned a pussy and a dick at the same time. Duh.
Well, yeah, and then maybe that would have worked.
Then you guys wouldn't never have to fuck each other.
Uh-oh, somebody's calling.
Well, no, that's Dominic texting me.
Oh, he don't count.
Oh, and it was sent from this afternoon. I haven't had my phone on all day. I haven't had my phone on. I don't want to talk to nobody.
Now they're all coming in. It's taking that long to catch up.
Yeah.
Now do you see why we're on so late?
Yeah, because it took us forever to get on the show because Dominic plays on the computer.
We weren't going to do the show.
Because I wasn't feeling good. I didn't even go out to dinner with my nephew and my future mother-in-law.
But they wanted to go out at 8 o'clock, and either way, we were supposed to be on the show.
I know. And I didn't really want to go anyways, because it's always some kind of bullshit.
Well, hey, now you got a really good excuse.
I'd rather deal with my own bullshit, which I've got plenty of.
We both bought plenty of.
My life's been okay.
Good. Have mine.
No. Mm-mm.
My daughter didn't even make it 72 hours in school before she was in cuffs in Willoughby. Nice.
I can't take your life. I don't suck dick.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Sucks to be
sorry, Dominic.
Well,
I feel bad for him. Maybe we need to get a clone lip kit.
We could. I wonder, do they have them? That'd be a good Christmas gift.
I don't know. I'll have to check it out.
You know, since Chris has the uncensored show, we should have him have somebody do Clone a Willy. And not Mark, because it's too small, y'all. I mean,
I am not volunteering to help keep it hard. Sorry.
No, I'm not either, but Mark's gay lover can come keep Mark hard.
That'll work.
That would be a fucking show. UNN would be, like, totally mow us over with that.
Hence the reason why once the owner of my bar went on and found out what they did, they canceled the show.
Your phone's going off, girly.
It's restricted. It's my son. It's not 9:30 yet, is it?
Ew. You, Robert, don't have a whole lot to say
tonight. Is it 9:30?
No, it's not even 9 yet.
Well, then I guess if you want to call my phone, you better unrestrict your number.
Pick it up. Give me it.
What if it's my kid?
Hello?
Noah?
Yep.
Hi, Noah.
Huh? No, it's TT.
I told you it was my kid.
Hold on. You know, that's funny because I think I hear our show in the background.
Noah?
What the hell is my nephew doing listening to this show? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Noah, what are you doing?
Yeah. Nothing, because my dad told me to say nothing. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, we're not supposed to call this kid for another half hour to go to bed, okay?
What, on Friday, can you what?
Anyways. So, that's why she cloned Willie, so she doesn't have any more kids.
Yes, on Friday, I will bring your flip-flops to you.
Hence, her...
What?
You know what? Get off the phone, because you know what? Tom's making him call.
What?
Fucking retards. Anyways, in the
Tom, the phone died. Dickwad.
Yeah. So,
it'll be ringing again.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. I don't know. I'm not answering it because you know what? I know.
I told you not to answer it.
I know that I heard the show playing in the fucking background.
I don't think it was a show. It sounded like a really loud video game.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Last time I heard, warning. I'm like, oh, you're listening to the show. No, I'm not. I'm like, dude, I'm not stupid. I hear it in the background. All of a sudden I hear, shh. You hear people running around, and all of a sudden there's nothing. I'm like, you think I'm stupid, asshole? Then Noah's like, yeah, he listens to it all the time because he wants to know what you say about him. So if you're listening now, log on in. Come on, bring it, bitch.
They have to go to UNN to get in the chat room.
Well, you know what?
Uncensored net noise.
He's supposedly that smart. He should figure it out.
He's not that smart. You just said he didn't even know what a damn computer was when he first signed on one.
Well, no, he knew what it was. He just had a really, really lame call name.
Well,
at least that's what he called it. I'm like, dude, CBs are long gone. Oh, wait.
A call name?
Yeah, that's what they, yeah.
No, they still have CBs out there, and I've never heard anybody with a fucked up name like that.
Yeah, but they're called call names, yeah.
Okay.
KC-1000, big and bad.
Let me guess, that was his Peter name, too?
I don't think he had a Peter name, and if he did, it wasn't really important to remember, and it's really not worth mentioning.
Well, then he must have had one, and you know, and you're just not giving the dirt.
No, I honestly don't remember. Yeah, hey, look, I was lucky enough to remember when we did it for all of 3 minutes. Let him know, remember when he called it.
And you were like him with him for like how long ever?
Yeah. That was because I was young and dumb and obviously not full of cum.
Whoa. That's deep shit. Or maybe not. Whichever you prefer. So you've had issues with Tom. And you've had issues with Mark. You needed to go see a psychiatrist.
I didn't really have issues with Mark in that department. We just fought way too much, and he was just too possessive. I really can't crack on him in that department. I mean, I would really love to.
Well, we
but
can bust
I can't.
On him for everything else because all he talks is
gay
shit anyway.
I mean, you know that. You know, remember?
No,
looking,
I don't know
no,
that because
looking out your window,
you mean fighting.
No, you looking out the window, and what was I doing at your house in the driveway that one time?
Ew.
After we were broken up.
Yeah. Ew.
Anyway. Okay. So anyway, I can't really crack on Mark for that.
Here, wait. I got my own sound effect.
Ew.
Ew. That was nasty.
That's funny.
Damn. Nobody's chatting in our chat room. They don't like us tonight. And Robert put a whole bunch of alphabet numbers in there, not even in the right order, because I told him that, you know, he was trying to bust on us in here.
He wanted the number. We gave it to him. He still ain't calling.
I know. And, like, I did make the mistake of not mentioning him on my show when I mentioned everybody else I should have. And I made sure to say on our last show, you know, about Robert and this and that. And, you know, he should give some props because, you know what, I'm not sitting here busting on him like Mark does. Mark fucks with him hardcore. Mark is a dick. And I'll tell you what, he
maybe
knows how.
Maybe that's the reason why the only thing he knows how to do good is in the bed. Other than that, he can't open his mouth, can't walk, can't talk.
Every time he opens
talk,
his mouth, he
can't
starts
have
shit,
a job.
But that's
but
good.
But you know what, Mark? Get a job as a porn star. You'd be rich. You'd be fine. Just keep your mouth shut and don't say nothing.
Gay
just fuck.
Wait. should we put
porn star?
Any way he wants to do it, I'm sure it'll work out just fine because he's good at that. But anything else, you can only tolerate it for so long. Good sex only lasts for so long, and then you just want to kill him.
Yeah, Mom said put a bag on his head, which is really good because, you know what, his face really
but
fucks it all up.
But you would still hear his mouth underneath the bag, and then I would just
then
suffocate
stuff
it.
Stuff a pillow in it.
And I'll use a plastic bag.
Duct tape.
Yeah. Wait, just let me clone it. Shut the fuck up. Okay, now you're dead. Clunk.
Right. It's not good for much more. Right?
Duct tape. Duct tape and plastic garbage bags.
Now, you know, Dominic could have put this on a previous for UNN.
I'm so screwed.
Yeah, and you know this.
Mark, think long and hard.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. But you know what?
Oh, no.
Wait, I got to see if I can find
I am
that.
In rare form tonight.
There you go. We thought of you, Mark. Here, wait, we'll get Joanne's life, too. Hoo-ha, hoo-ha. Was you doing some karate in there or something?
Yeah, we're beating Mark's ass.
Oh, Chris, you're welcome for the clip. There's plenty more to come. We always got good things to talk. And you know what's going to suck? Is I'm going out for my sister's birthday Friday, so I'm not going to be able to listen to the show until, like, Saturday morning.
Well, good. Then we just need to sit here, and as soon as we listen to it, we get really pissed off. We want to break things, start writing shit down.
Oh, start writing shit down.
Because
you know
what happens is we get mad, and we get to Wednesday, and then we sit there and look at each other, and we're like, what were we supposed to say?
Yeah, but
damn
you know
it, what was that comment?
The one time I went off on Mark on air when I finally put shit down because I was pissed. You know, I got off air. I was so fucking mad. I wanted to go over there to Chris's house and just womp his ass.
Oh, that's when you didn't have a car. Wait, somebody's phone.
Yeah, I didn't have a car.
Oh.
And so I didn't get to go over there. What are you doing?
Do you need this?
Well, Robert's not calling my phone. He did ask for the number, but he's not calling the phone.
Hey, wait, I got a joke, and I heard it today.
So?
And I got to give this guy props. I really don't know who it was. It was Jade something or another. I don't know, because they were cracking on him. And a lot of what he said was really stupid, but he did make the one comment, and I just caught the end of it, and he wanted to know what you get when an alligator eats Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson?
Was it
Michael Jordan?
No, Magic. Yeah, Michael
Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. Okay, totally fucked the joke up. But anyway,
yeah,
punchline's still funny because you get Gatorade.
You ass. What, the little one? Dominic said turn on the little light.
What little light? Oh, that little light.
Okay, we're going to commercial because we just like yapped a lot, and we're gonna go to commercial. We're gonna come back, and then we're going to
figure something out.
Yeah, we'll figure.
We'll start pushing some buttons and see what happens.
This is another funny He-Man haters best of clip.
Wait, damn it! I lost
everything,
the song.
Everything is coming up right now.
Teeny
like,
weeny, weeny, weeny. Do
hello?
Not apply.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Robert.
Robert.
What's up,
Robert?
What's going on, man? Not much. What's going on?
Nothing. Just,
asking for a phone number that's already been out there for weeks, but you listen to all our shows, right?
I didn't know what it was off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That's why we accidentally forgot to mention your name, because we forgot your name off the top of our head. So what's going on, Robert?
What's going on? Let me call you back in a sec.
Okay.
Let me call you back in a sec.
Maybe his wife is listening.
Uh-oh, busted.
Wifey poo. Robert's being mad.
No, Robert, you cannot come and clone your Willie.
No.
I don't need some psycho woman on my doorstep trying to kill me.
Do you know?
Wait, no. I've already had that happen. Let me rephrase that again.
What? Dominic, you're making one of us max out, man.
Well, everybody's always said I was too quiet. Now I'm too loud.
I guess.
Make up your mind, damn it.
La, da, 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 da. I was working on it, Chris. I can only do so much because he said to turn up the volume on the phone.
Turn
get me,
up.
Get yeah, for the phone. Well, when Robert comes back, we'll have to say all out what it is. If he calls back, if he's not in trouble. Chris, I'll be waiting for my intern. He better be hot.
Whipped.
I don't think I have that one on here.
Intern,
I got all these.
Intern. We get an intern, he has to be able to clone a Willy and keep it hard by himself, or he just ain't going to fly here. But it's got to be a male intern, or it just would be no fun.
Okay. Chris, you're, like, giving us orders here, and, you know, he walked away from me. Can you hear me better? Because, like, he likes to do this stuff to us. I can't turn the phone up because nobody's on it. I guess you'll have to call in and find out if it works.
Yes. Yes, better.
Okay.
905-3.
Are you our victim for the clone of Willie?
No, I'm calling because I heard you give away some Hot Extra Cop CDs.
Well, yeah, but you already have one.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to know if I was the winner.
Yeah, you're a wiener. A big wiener.
A big wiener. Come,
thank you.
Come join the Clone of Willy contest. Let's see how big. Somebody saved that laugh and added to the laugh.
All right. We're going. We have a phone call to make.
Okay.
Bye.
Who are we calling?
Yeah, I just so hung up on you. Sorry.
Who are we calling?
Chris.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Last time I got myself in trouble and I didn't even know it was Chris. That's what made it so much funnier.
All right. Oh, I had it saved in my phone. Oh, I did it again.
Yee-diddy.
Okay, Joe, you can take care of that one.
Oh, why am I the victim of
this? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Okay. Now, I didn't know what you got because my phone rang.
Oh, your phone is so cutting out, dude.
No, it's
my phone's not cutting
it's
out.
Ours.
I'm on a landline. You're on a cell phone, so it's a little different here.
The challenge
is... what's this proposal you got for me?
We have a challenge for you.
Oh, what's this challenge?
You have to find someone to clone a Willy, and we are going to do the same thing.
Clone a Willy on Mark?
If you think he's got a big enough Willy, per se, but if we beat you... Oops. Motherfucking phone. If we beat you, then... You know, it's competition to see who gets the bigger Willy.
You want me to clone a Willy on who?
Find someone.
Anywhere. Anyone live on air. We're going to clone a Willy live on air. And then whoever has the biggest Willy in the end wins.
How the hell are you going to manage to do this? What, Photoshop?
No. We're going to do it live with the Ustream.
I'm lost. What are you guys trying? I mean, I don't know exactly how you guys want to do this.
Okay,
do you even know what a clone of Willy kit is?
No, I never heard of what you guys are talking about.
Okay.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Clone Willy is cloning a dick. You know.
I know what you're talking about. Cloning a dick. Yeah, but how does this thing? How does it work?
Okay. So
how does this thing work?
You go to a sex toy store. You buy a kit. You read the directions. You find somebody dumb enough to do it, and you do it
on air.
Oh, that's easy. I can find someone to do that
on air.
On air.
On air. I can do that.
And then we'll come in the following Friday and we'll size them up. His show's on Friday.
Yeah, we'll compare him on Friday then. Okay.
And we'll size him up on Friday to see who wins.
Hey, Don, what are you doing Friday?
He said you're not cloning his Willy.
I don't know who this number is.
So, pick it up.
I am picking it up.
Probably Robert calling you now.
Hello?
You know what? Everything just, like, died on me. Hello?
No, I'm actually live on air.
Hello?
Show.
Okay, Dominic. Dominic. We can't hear ourselves.
This is another funny He-Man haters best of clip.
All right, you know what? that's really bad that you have to have a UNN transsexual because you can't find anybody to do the job.
Yeah, I'll clone a strap-on. I ain't got a problem. I'll come do that shit.
because it's a challenge. He is supposed
to be able. We're still doing our challenge, so he's got to come up with it. But if he wants to do something like that anyway, I'll still do it.
He said he can't do it himself because his wife would flip. And then when he said Joe
he's
can
just
come in,
scared because he's... Whittle.
when he said Joe could come in, I thought he was talking about Guy Joe. They had a Joe on their show.
No, he's talking about me.
Yeah, Joe. Until I seen the transsexual, I'm like, what the fuck? Mark's a freak. Have him do it.
He wouldn't win.
You asshole.
His piercing might. Oh, man. Yo, let Mark do it. I want to see what that comes out like when the piercing with the clone of Willie.
The Prince Albert.
Oh, my God. Please tell Mark to clone his penis so I can see what it looks like with the Prince Albert.
But you know what? This is the funny part. Dominic and Chris would have to keep it hard for 15 minutes.
Gay pirates.
Damn, Mark can't even wear a kilt, let alone a dick. Yeah, you ain't kidding. But there's your drag queen.
Oh, I would so love to have Mark clone a Willie just to see what it looks like with the piercing.
You know what, Chris? If you can get Mark to do it, we'll have Joanne clone it. We'll come in and have Joanne clone it on your show.
Yeah, if you get Mark to agree, I will come in and we will do it.
But it doesn't matter because he's still going to lose because he's got a little Willie.
I'll keep it up. Believe me, I can keep it hard for 15 minutes. Ain't a problem.
Wait,
you
wait.
You got him to agree to it?
Oh, he says deal. Here, wait.
All right.
Let's give Mark's input.
It's not like I haven't done it before.
You're going to be hearing, Mark is going to be standing there getting his Willie comb going, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to sound like a fucking jackass.
Mark is so going to kick my ass when he comes over to my... I can't believe I am a dead person.
Yeah. That's his fault, though. He should have just wore the kilt. And Chris was supposed to cut his mic. I know he didn't.
Can they see me?
Hold on. I'll tell you in a minute. They can now if you put your head down.
A little lower.
Hi there.
You want the chair?
No. I just said, hi there. I've had two operations since I talked to you last.
Two operations.
And I'm looking for number three. That'll make six altogether.
No, you just talked to Chris. Remember, you were talking about Benoit balls up his ass?
Wait, Benoit balls? I want to see that. You know, Benoit. That'd be really cool to see.
Yeah, you wanted to stick Benoit balls up his ass.
No, I'm talking about Benoit the wrestler up his ass.
Oh, no, that's we're going to clone a Willie on Mark. Yeah,
Oh, man.
Nice. He says nice shirt. Yeah, that's what you won for sticking Benoit balls up your ass. Oh, wait, she didn't get a chance to do that yet. We'll have to do that on his next show, too. We might as well just, you know, intertwine both of our shows because we get some fucking rocking reviews.
No shit.
It's funny because I just wore my shirt like that yesterday.
I got to get some more.
I wore this
shirt. I got my Terrence and Steve shirt on, and my mom looked in the car and she yelled at me and called me a tramp. You can't find anything better to yell at me about instead of reading my shirt.
Right.
That's real creative, Mom. Find something else.
I went to the courthouse, Painesville courthouse, with this shirt on yesterday.
It says "Rip Cocaine."
I want
energy
one of
drink.
I want one of those.
You gotta win it.
Yeah,
mine,
you have
man.
To win yours.
You got thongs too. I was supposed to get a pair. I didn't get.
I
them.
Got two Spankies.
I don't wear them.
I have to. I still have. I'm
the one that does all the crazy shit. Nobody gives me cool shit.
I still have to send Chris a picture of my ass in them. But now I guess I got to draw a black mark with a line in between it, you know,
yeah,
for like no
dead.
Cocaine. Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you this true story. This is an honest guy.
You
got to
come on the microphone, Ma.
Okay.
Put your.
When I was married to my first husband, his cousin went out. Trick-or-treat with us. He was like 10, 12, 13 years old around there. And all he does is he wears regular clothes and he puts beige makeup on both sides of his face and a dark eyeshadow line down the middle of his face and around his mouth and then down his chin. And he'd knock on the door and say trick-or-treat and the people would look at him and say, well, what are you? And he said, I'm an asshole. That's a true story.
Well, we know a lot of assholes, but they don't usually dress up like one. They just really are one.
My son wants to dress as a pig so your daughter can hang on his ass to piece of shit.
Pig shit? That's okay. He's ninja warrior princess shit.
Yeah, I still like my box idea.
The box.
I
want
to put a box on my son, just put leg and arm holes, write box head on it with no eyeballs and watch him walk down the street.
And she's the mother of two. She's a mother of two and she wants that's child abuse, dude.
Hey, my son duct taped me and wouldn't let me have my alcohol on Dom's party.
Oh, wait a minute. I got pictures. I've got pictures of you sticking your face down so that, you know, you can get to your cup.
Yeah. Well, we also duct taped him to a fence.
Yeah, you did.
But he wanted to be duct taped.
All right, Joe, you got to take a picture of my ass tonight to send to Chris because I did forget the picture, and he did too until I said something, so now I get myself in trouble.
That's okay. What I realized today is my daughter is not a box head.
No, she's a
rectangle head because she's an idiot by heritage, and she's got it on both sides of the gene pool. So when you put two box heads together and have a baby, you get a rectangle head.
You idiot.
It was really funny at the counselor's office when I said it.
Oh, you know what? I think we got to go to break. You need to call Noah and say goodnight.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah, we're going to break.
This is the interview with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and Savatage and solo artist guitarist Chris Caffery.
Are we ready?
Uh-oh.
All right, we're going live with Chris Caffery.
Okay, we got here on the phone, we have Chris Caffery. And Chris, you there?
I am here.
Hi, Chris.
It worked.
How's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm actually watching, wait a second. Oh, shit. It's a freaking home run. Roger Clemens just gave up a homer. I'm watching the Yankees play Boston. It was 3-0. Now it's 3-1. So I am good. They're still winning, but there goes Clemens' no-hitter.
Well, I want to say thanks for coming on our show. You're actually our first interview, and we're excited to have you on.
Very
well,
excited.
That's good. And right now, Boston's pissing me off, but that's all right.
Speaking
of... Ortiz. Actually, David Ortiz pisses me off.
You just totally walked into a question. Thank you. Great setup.
We heard that you didn't like the song Pisses Me Off. And
now, where are you guys? Where are you exactly?
We're in Mentor, Ohio.
Yeah. Very fond of that state.
Yeah, we're Indians fans. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of baseball myself.
I don't watch it, but if I said anything else, I'd be shot when I went back to work.
Oh, I thought we lost you for a minute there, Chris.
Wait, you know what? I might have to venture outside here. I'm gonna hold on a second. Let me tell my esteemed Spanish bartender I need to wander outside because I'm gonna stand outside because I can't hear. I got like the Yankee game and the Spanish music, and I'm trying to hear you guys in the background.
Oh.
It's, yeah, confusion everywhere. But it's all right, though. Okay, now I'm outside in the parking lot of the Spanish place.
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
All right, so where were we?
The song pisses me off. Why do you hate that song?
Why did I write it?
No, why do you hate it? Well, yeah, why did you write it, too? But we heard you didn't like it.
Which one? My own song?
Yeah, pisses me off.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. Everything pisses me off. Not necessarily my song, but, no, I was just saying the Boston pissed me off because I'm watching this freaking baseball series. But
well, we have to say we really love that song, Pisses Me Off. It totally describes...
You know, the good thing about it is I think everybody has something that pisses them off, and I had a... Last year, well, the first time I released it, I had a contest for people to write their own, and I was amazed at just, you know, how unimaginative people were when they sent in their entries. It was very difficult to find a winner. I don't think there was enough married people in the contest, but, I mean, I guess that's how things go. their wives probably wouldn't give him the time to even enter the contest, so...
All he has to do is hear half the stories of me and Mark and get two of
yeah.
us in the same room, and he could write a book, man.
You know, and I think I could write a different pisses me off every second of the day. Today, I woke up, and my friend is an auto mechanic, and I let him work on my vehicle, and... You know, I'm like at the verge of wanting to buy something new, but I like what I have, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll just bring it back to him. And I've had this freaking bearing problem or something that him and his dad have had, you know, 90 million years of experience in trying to fix. So not only did they get me up at fucking 9 o'clock in the morning to go to the place, but my friend had a doctor's appointment forgot about. So I'm wandering around the mall waiting to get to the place. So I get there, and I think I finally left at 6 o'clock before they finished fucking fixing this thing that they supposedly fixed the last time, so...
And it's still falling apart?
I think I'm just going to get it's Wayne's Auto in Middletown, New York. I'm just going to get a freaking Wayne's Auto t-shirt and punch into the clock there and start sweeping or washing cars, because...
Do what we do, just set the shit on fire in your backyard.
I love my freaking Jeep. I don't want to get rid of it, but, there's this brand new ones out that I want to get. It's only a few years old, but the freaking thing is just... You know, I take it to them because they're a family business, and I want to give them the business. But this fucking Jeep—I don't know what kind of drugs they were smoking when they made these bearing things, but they just don't work on any Jeeps. And I'm hoping the new ones are better. But now my Jeep runs silent, and the only thing I hear when I'm driving is my tinnitus. So that's good.
So I read a little bit on your website today. I mean, like I said, we listen to your song, pisses me off, and. We knew that you were in TSO and Sabotage. The question I had for you is, it says there on your biography that you played with a bunch of big bands, national bands, that you opened up for them while you were still in high school. And I was kind of curious about, being that age, how did you feel getting, you know, to have that experience to open up for such big bands?
You know, it was weird. When I was really little, I always kind of knew what it was that I wanted to do. So when I went and did those shows, it was one of these things where you're in a place where you thought that you should be, but it was also very overwhelming at the same time.
Right.
And it was fun. My band did very well. We were pretty good for our age, and our sound was really current, and we went over really well. It was fun. I think my clothes were probably a bit fucking goofy, but you know, that was in the 80s, so.
Yeah.
I think everybody dressed strange then.
I was very impressed when I was reading how many bands that you were in and out of and back to, and how many friends that you were, you know, made on the, you know, playing out and things like that. I worked for a local band, Cardona, for a while, so I got to learn some of the music industry and made a lot of friends myself. But, you know, I have this question for you. When you go out touring, when you're out on the road, is it really what they say it is, the drug, sex, rock and roll, all that good stuff?
You know what, it kind of really depends on the tour and who you're with. And, I mean, back in the old Sabotage tours, it was everything and more. I mean, there was months that went by that I don't remember. You know, it's like you remember little pieces here and there. We would get up and go, our way to get rid of our hangovers would just be go straight to the bar. I mean, if we had a radio interview at 3 p.m, we'd stop and buy 2 bottles of brandy and head to the radio station. I mean, it was just, it was like that back then. I mean, I think if you did that now, you'd die. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, I think it's changed. I think it's a different type of business. I still think it's kind of like the younger you are, the more fucked up you are, and some of the older people that still carry it with them, you could tell they're that way if you look at them. It's right. Like, I can't go on stage and do that kind of thing. It's like, for many different reasons. It's like, number one, I mean, it obviously health reasons. I've had a bunch of people I work with, even recently, that have died from doing just that. And, you know, you don't want to have that happen to your friends or your family. And then, number two, it's like, I know there's been very famous rock and roll musicians lately that I've seen YouTube videos of where they're stumbling around stage and, you know, they're in their, you know, mid-40s, late-30s, 50s, whatever, right, drunk, and they can't even play a song, and it's just, it isn't that cool. I mean, it may have been cute for, like, a little while. Guys are in their early 20s, and they're on their first multi-platinum tour, and the singer gets all fucked up and misses a show, but I think, like, the, you know, the 50-year-old or the 45-year-old singer guitar player who can't even stand and there's 50,000 people watching him, it's like, at that point in time, it's kind of like, you know, dude, just freaking, you're supposed to be kind of blowing away the younger generation and making an, you know, you're in a lot of these people's eyes a legend. You should be standing up there and being that way, not being a drunk piece of shit, but, you know.
Right, yeah, as we get older, it's like we expect
them to.
This
is weird. It is whatever you want it to be. Everything you want, if you're on a certain level, is there at all times. There's as much of anything. You can find girls, you can find drugs, you can find alcohol, you can find anything you want, usually 24 hours a day if you're looking for it. But, I mean, a lot of the situations that I'm in and that I'm working with now, it's like they're people with lives and families, and they don't want to lose them, so it's fortunate, and it's actually kind of cool, you know, when you get a band together that really goes on stage and plays very tight and really wants to kick ass when you go up there. I mean, we step on stage with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and the band is extremely tight, and it's a cool feeling to have that. I mean, everybody, you know, they have their days off and they have their fun, but I mean, it's just like, you know, the Christmas band and up there, and you're not saying we're a Christmas band, but we're up there doing that holiday show, and if everybody was up there in tuxedos all fucked up trying to play music for people that are bringing their families, it just wouldn't be the same kind of effect. So
right.
I think, you know, everything has its time and place, and I think that people are feeling the crunch of the economy and everything like that, and I just don't think it's fair to the fans to have them pay to see you fucked up. I mean, I'd rather go out and buy everybody drinks and have them watch me get fucked up in a bar than on stage.
Right.
Yeah, then you lose sight of what you're really there for.
I haven't had the privilege to come and see TSO yet, but I do own the CD, of course, because Christmas Eve in Sarajevo is one of my favoriteest Christmas songs. My kids love it also. I have a 13-year-old that's learning how to play guitar, so that's pretty interesting.
Give her credit. My daughter would just smash him.
This next tour is, this is actually the first TSO tour where I don't get home for Christmas. We're, I think I'm in Detroit on Christmas, which is very spirited, kind of a holiday place, I guess. And, where are we? Oh, we're in Cleveland. We're in Cleveland on New Year's Eve, so we're...
Yeah, I want to get tickets
very first
to come
time
see.
That, I call it the Pac-Man effect. TSO, it's like Pac-Maning away the holidays from us. Originally, we just started with a few weeks of December, and then we went and it Pac-Maned away Thanksgiving, and then last year we left a little early, and it Pac-Maned away Halloween, and now this tour, it's like we're away from home for Christmas and New Year's. So
yeah.
When the Christmas tour is still going on in April, you know, then I can worry about Easter, but I don't think it's going to happen. So.
Right. Well, you guys have definitely made a big impression with that. I mean... I've never listened to orchestra before that or anything.
Did I lose you?
No, we're here.
Did we lose you?
Oh, I think we did. Chris?
Uh-oh, I think we lost him.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, he's back.
All right, I thought I lost you. I was trying to hear you, and I was wondering, I heard nothing.
Oh.
You're back. Just stand there. Don't move.
So, Joe, do you have anything you'd like to ask?
Yeah, because your connection got really strange for a second.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
Nothing really that I need to ask other than, I mean, his music is awesome. It's actually stuff that my dad actually listened to as I heard the horrible lecture growing up that, you know, heavy metal and rock and roll is Satan's music and took all my CDs and I wasn't allowed to have them and this and that because my dad had a polka band. God help me. Until I got a hold of one of your CDs and made my dad listen to it. And my dad did not believe me of who it was until I played some of your other music. And my dad's like, oh, that ain't funny. And now he drives around on Christmas. It's in his car. It's the first thing he plays Thanksgiving when we're on our way back from our family. So it's kind of funny now.
Yeah, I mean... It's funny because sometimes I think, you know, if I was to do solo CDs that were to target that audience, I mean, it would be much easier to sell them, but it really wouldn't be true to what I'm feeling right now musically. I mean, I was brought up on metal music, and it's what I still have in me, so it's like I want to do that music right now. It's like,
but it targets every area.
I got plenty of time to sit around with an acoustic guitar and sing about, you know, different things that are going to relate to people that are really into that the mellower kind of thing. But right now, I mean, it's like I said, I still have that spirit of that little kid that was opening up for Metallica and Twisted Sister. I mean, it's like until I drain my veins of that kind of music, I mean, it's like I'm still going to keep writing and playing that. It's what I like to perform and you know, it's like I said, the other music's there. It's in me. It's going to come out one day. It's just not right now.
Right. Well, you have to stay true to yourself because once you give that up, you've lost everything. I've watched a lot of bands do that. Try to switch their music, and it just doesn't work that way.
Yep.
Just out of curiosity, do you have a family at home that you end up missing on Christmas when you're touring with TSO?
Yeah, I mean, I've got my family, and they understand. I mean, it's difficult. It's difficult for us. I mean, that we're out playing. But I think there's a lot of feelings in the family. They know that you know, I'm fortunate and enough to be out and doing what I'm doing, and that you know, hopefully I can get as many of them around me as possible. You know, they can fly in or whatever. But
right.
I mean, I think if I was sitting home at Christmas and I wasn't doing what I love to do, and it was a bad year, and you know, I wasn't playing music, and I think that, you know, just being able to be home at Christmas time, I think there's something that everybody in my family is going to, you know, be able to enjoy just knowing that I'm doing what I love. The only thing that really kind of worries me about it, I know it's just a bad thing. It's like I'm getting to that age where I turn around and I talk to a lot of my friends, and all of a sudden one day it's like, well, how are you doing when my father passed away, or how are you doing when my mother passed? And it's like, you know, God forbid anything like that would happen, because I would hate to be away from home and then be like, God, that could have been, you know, this Christmas where you would have seen this person and that person. So it's a,
right.
I mean, it is a difficult thing because your family is very special, and you know, TSO,
though, I mean, we play at a different time of the year. We bring a lot of families together. I mean, there's a lot of people that come up to me in the autograph lines or write me emails saying, you know, I haven't spoken to my father in 15 years, and, you know, my friends bought us these tickets, and we went to this show, and we sat down, and it brought my family together. So, I mean, it's like, I think that, you know, as difficult as it may be for us to be away from our families sometime, I think we're bringing a lot of people together with that music at the same time. So it's got its very good sides, and you know, that hopefully, like I said, the bad sides don't happen, and you get home in the middle of January and you see your family, and you know, you put up a tree and just a different kind of a calendar.
Right. It must be pretty exciting to know that, you know, you guys help bring, you know, families together, especially around that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird for you. The only thing that's weird for me is, like, I'm a complete Christmas freak, and I would, you know, I would start decorating as soon as I could, and I've got boxes and boxes full of Hallmark ornaments and things at home that just sit there every year, and you know, I kind of make our tour bus kind of look like Snoopy's doghouse by the time the tour is over, so it's definitely... It's you know, it's a weird, it's a different kind of thing. You experience the holiday a different way. I mean, I definitely have learned a lot about family that I didn't know from being on this tour, as weird as it may sound. It's like you've heard and seen a lot of stories that really get you. I mean, you get a lot of military people.
Right.
That have their families thousands of miles away that, you know, are under machine gun fire, and, you know, they're asking them to go to the concert and call them the next day and let them know how it was, and can you, you know, say hi to an empty seat from the stage for some sergeant who got called over to Iraq, and it's like, you turn around and you feel kind of lucky to be in the position you're in. You feel like you have a little bit of a responsibility at that time of year to really make people feel good. And I think TSO, we definitely, I don't know, I think it's a little bit more than the music with that band, and that's evident in how the band does every year with the attendance. I think people really have been bonding with us.
Right. All right, Chris. Well, we want to thank you for coming on He-Man Haters tonight. It was really good talking to you. I have a favor to ask for you. Would you mind doing a promo ID for He-Man Haters?
Can I what?
Do a promo ID.
Yeah, sure. What do you want me to say?
You could say just like, this is Chris Cafferty and you're listening to He-Man Haters.
I lost you guys again.
Oh, can you hear us now?
There's something that keeps cutting out.
Oh.
So go again.
Can you just say, this is Chris Cafferty, and you're listening to He-Man Haters?
Okay, and can you say what exactly, spell out what I'm supposed to say? This is, all of a sudden the connection has gotten god-awful on, so.
Just on the promo ID, just say your name and say that you're listening to He-Man Haters. Because
okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to take that clip, if you don't mind, and put it in our intro.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. You know what? It might be easier for me to do. Let me do the ID thing. This way I know. Let me do that. I'll get on with Dominic. I'll just do that at home, and I'll just send you guys over a quick email thing of that tomorrow. That'll be the easiest for me to do.
Okay,
this
that's
way I
fine.
Can do a couple
great,
of them, make
you.
Sure it's right, because my phone is awful right now. You're cutting in and out.
Okay.
And I don't want your ID to be bad.
Okay.
I don't even know, because right now I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, then we'll let you get back, and thank you again
Hello?
For coming on the show.
Get back to your game. I hope the
Hello?
Better team wins.
Hello? Chris? Oh, we lost you again?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm like almost have lost you guys completely.
Well, that's okay. We're going to let you go so you can get back to your game.
Yeah, right now I could barely hear even a voice.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you go, and thank you for coming on our show.
Yeah,
thank
you
very
got,
much.
Like your volume level went down like 900 million decibels. So just have Dominic email me what I need to say, and then I'll just do it, and I'll email over to you because I can't even hear you guys at all now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
All right, now you just snap back in super loud.
Sorry.
I don't know what's going on your end, but it got really weird for me for a second. It sounded like you guys were all talking from a different room.
Oh. Okay, well,
right.
We won't hold
yeah,
you no
so just
longer.
Do that. Just have him email me, and I'll drop it right in my Pro Tools, and I'll bounce it down and send it right to you guys in an email.
Okay, thanks so much, Chris.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there you have it, Chris Cafferty. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was scared as hell.
I didn't have to say anything. You had it all covered.
Well, I know, but I told you to think of a question to ask. I mean, you're supposed to be part of the show. What the hell? I'm kick your ass. I have everything sitting right here.
You had it all covered. You were
for
fine.
For anybody that was listening to the show, you can go to chriscafferty.com, or you can go to cc.com and buy his new CD, Pins and Needles. It has the song Pisses Me Off on it.
Our favorite song.
You go to his website, you can find all his touring dates for TSO, which is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're actually going to be here like 4 days after my birthday. And, you know, I have not had the privilege to go see them yet.
I want
to
see them.
But I really, I mean, I would never go see any other orchestra, but I really, really want to see these guys.
You get pins and needles just thinking about it.
And there you have it. That is He-Man Haters Best of. Tune into the show every week at HemanHaters.com.
Hey, this is Kelly and Joanne, and you are listening to He-Man Haters.
Laws on sex.
Also, we have the burn book. You ain't fucking that bitch in my house. You better go around the corner of the cemetery and skull fuck her.
Fuck.
No, do gay men stop giving oral sex after they get married too?